Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Originally, this podcast was intended to be about stress. Yeah, we're talking about stress and natural support for dealing with stress. It's become even more crucial that we address stress during these challenging times, as many of us experience dislocation and lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And our guest, Neil Levin, has written a very nice paper for it. You can find it at drhoffman.com. Mood and relaxation, can dietary supplements be helpful? This was written well before the advent of coronavirus, but it's certainly applicable. And so let's keep going. We talked a little bit about melatonin. We want to talk about SAMe, because SAMe is a very, very interesting compound. Neil, what's going on with SAMe?
Well, SAMe, which is a form of methionine, it's built on an amino acid, is something that's made in the body, but it's also available as a supplement. And it's used in literally over 100 different body reactions, and some of the most important ones, making DNA, protein, the phospholipids, which are our cell membranes and our nerves and our brains depend on it, the receptors that in the cells to receive nutrients and different signals. It increases the central nervous system neurotransmitters, both serotonin and norepinephrine. It increases the dopamine effect in parts of the brain. Dopamine's one of those feel-good hormones. For example, if you eat chocolate, it's been associated with the kind of mood you get from eating chocolate, just to give people some sense of how it feels. And it regulates the cell signaling in the central nervous system, and it tends to create improved positive mood when people are taking the SAMe. It has other benefits. This is what you need to methylate your folate, to make methylfolate in the body. It's what you need to make the methyl B12 in the body. You need it for nerve coatings. You need it for detoxification. You need it for joint health. There's actually a study at University of California, Irvine, on our product. Used for osteoarthritis patients, and as successful as Vioxx. And we can actually make claims in countries like Canada, where they allow medical claims, versus the United States, where we don't.
So here's the deal with SAMe. SAMe, frankly, it can be kind of expensive. And what's a therapeutic dose of SAMe? What I tell patients is I tell them to go rather high on SAMe. I don't know how you formulate it with Now Foods and Protocol for Life Balance, but 200 to 400 milligrams, is that a standard dose that's available?
That's the standard dose, and we recommend 1 to 2 tablets twice daily. Mm-hmm. So it could be up to 4 a day, right, on even the 400 milligrams. So right, depends on what works for you.
And so that's what I say to patients. I say, give it a trial. Do 3 solid weeks with a fairly high dose of SAMe. Even, you know, you could even try 1600. It's not going to be harmful. And if you find it beneficial, then that's the lock and key for your particular neurotransmitter template. You know, everybody's different. And unfortunately, even in psychiatry, it's a little like throwing darts at the dartboard. You know, we start with one medication and, you know, then maybe that doesn't work. And, you know, you keep going through the line of plausible alternatives until you find something that really fits your particular metabolism. So I think SAMI is one of those things where people can get a really profound response. Then they're willing to invest in you know, taking SAMI on an ongoing basis at whatever level is required to make a difference for them. SAMI, any other companion nutrients that work well with SAMI? Can SAMI be taken with other B vitamins? Does that amp up its effectiveness?
Well, it does, but it also makes the vitamins more effective by converting them into the methylated form. So, you know, there's a synergy between taking SAMI with nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the key B vitamins, there's one that's usually in a B complex that I haven't written many research papers. I'll admit that, you know, I'm more of a clinician than an academic. You know, academics can turn out, you know, half a dozen or, you know, a dozen or 20 papers a year. That's what they do. I've written a few papers, and back in the 90s, I wrote a paper on inositol and its potential for dealing with anxiety, but also OCD, even obsessive compulsive disorder, which is a very extreme form of anxiety. I guess these days we all have OCD because we're washing our hands like, you know, 30 times a day. But it's an affliction. It's anxiety related. There's some good research on inositol, right?
Yeah, inositol has some benefits, including it seems to have a benefit on the tryptophan serotonin system and kind of sparing that, boosting it in a sense. It also has an effect on niacin and metabolism of nutrients and things like that. So it kind of has a wide-ranging effect. Some people use the inositol for muscle recovery after exercise as another potential use.
Also, and PCOS even, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome responds to certain forms of inositol, I understand.
Right, and inositol is one of the components of lecithin, the phosphatidyl and choline and inositol, phosphatidyl ethanolamine, which is used for nerve coatings.
Membranes.
So a lot of components for the membranes. A lot of the components of lecithin have benefits on the nerves, the cells, and the brain.
Maybe here's a hypothesis. Does it maybe help put some insulation on your nerves? You know, if your nerves are frayed and, you know, the insulation is stripped away, maybe it's replenishing the insulation in some mechanistic way. That's a possibility, I guess.
Well, the lecithin compounds will help with that. The DHA and the methyl B12 are another couple of key nutrients for nerve coatings and nerve stability.
DHA, the fish oil, docosahexaenoic acid. Okay.
Right.
Which is, you know, good for brain, good for eyes, good for the sensory organs. Okay. All right. So then there are the so-called neurotransmitter precursors. You know, we talk about these drugs, which are SSRIs and SNRIs, which actually support serotonin or norepinephrine, and they act directly in the brain. But we can feed some of the amino acids that help to synthesize serotonin and other neurotransmitters. How about those? And, you know, do they have applicability here?
Yes, the L-tryptophan and its metabolite 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, are precursors of serotonin, so those are necessary for us to produce serotonin in the body, and also melatonin, which is another metabolite down the chain there. And people take phenylalanine as a source of tyrosine that's made in the body to make the norepinephrine and some of the other neurotransmitters. So having protein in the diet is necessary. The phenylalanine and tryptophan are both essential amino acids. And there are other amino acids that are used for mood. Theanine, the one from green tea, mm-hmm. for clarity of thought and calmness. People often want to take tests when they're on there that doesn't make them sleepy.
I understand it supports GABA, you know, and maybe you can share with us what GABA is. It's another neurotransmitter. It's very important.
Yeah, GABA is a neurotransmitter. There's actually huge amounts made by certain gut bacteria if you have good probiotics. You can take supplemental form, and GABA is used to, it's on the receptor of the nerves to calm the nerve impulse, to slow things down, kind of turn it down from 11 down to a moderate level. So GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. SAMe is useful in controlling the GABA in the body. Magnesium is used to enhance GABA activity and work on the nerves. That's another thing, getting magnesium into the brain is very calming. And there's a material that was produced at MIT called MagTin, which is magnesium L-threonate. It's bonded to threonic acid, one of the amino acids. And it's the best form of magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier and have these calming effects in the brain.
So I want your expert opinion on this because, you know, for years we've been recommending magnesium. It has a calmative effect. It demonstrably, it helps to prevent muscle spasms. Okay. So, I mean, that's a nerve problem. So if magnesium calms muscle spasms, ergo, it's going to calm these brain spasms, the stormy weather in your brain that may, be associated with mood instability. But the problem is that it's hard to get magnesium into the brain. Do you really believe that magnesium threonate, based on your research, offers that possibility?
Well, it does, because they've done studies looking at the cerebral spinal fluid of people who take different forms of magnesium, and the threonate's the one that has the highest concentration of magnesium after oral ingestion.
So there's, and the brand name of that product, actually one of my favorite products, it's made by Protocol, it's Protosorb, right?
Right, the Protosorb magnesium, and we're using the MagTin material, which has a lot of good clinical evidence.
Right. You know, if you look at, sometimes I get statistics on the supplements I prescribe, and right up near the top is Protosorb magnesium. I guess I'm dealing with a lot of nervous New Yorkers, and I probably will for some
time. You know what? I take one in the evening to help me relax and sleep at night.
Indeed. Is that a plausible dose that even just one will provide enough magnesium in the brain, or do you have to, six or eight a day to get that effect?
Well, one, you're not going to get a huge amount. I'm actually taking two other kinds of magnesium.
Okay. So you're hedging
day.
You're hedging your bets because you mentioned earlier that you had a heart problem.
Right.
Maybe for the heart, you're taking those other forms of magnesium, and the magnesium threonate is more designed for the mood. I often do that. People say, why are you giving me two types of magnesium? I go, well, you know, you have, skip heartbeats. So we're giving you another form of magnesium, like magnesium taurate for the heart. And then we'll piggyback on that, the magnesium threonate for anxiety and for mood stabilization. Is that a reasonable way to go about it?
That is. I actually take a now formula I designed called magnesium transporters that has five different forms of magnesium in there.
You're hedging your
twice
bets.
A day.
You're hedging
and
your
I
bets.
Add the 3 and 8, the MagTin material, which is the Protosorb product.
Great. Great. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Neil Levin. Also, you know, when we talk about stress, you know, we often talk about the adrenals. And as a clinician, what I often do is I test people's adrenal function. And I often find that, especially among my, you know, type A New York patients, you know, busy New Yorkers, high-profile jobs, lots of demands, that they have very high levels of cortisol. It's almost like they're courting adrenal burnout. They haven't gotten to that point, but their adrenals are in overdrive. Are there specific nutrients that can address that? You have a formula that's the adrenal cortisol support formula. What's in that?
Yeah, that's interesting because about 15, 16 years ago, I was during breakfast have the news shows on and they were having commercials for these drugstore brands to fight cortisol. And it was related to dieting, you know, the diet claims.
Right. The cortisol makes you fat. That whole thing.
Yeah, it causes stress-related eating and accumulation of belly fat and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I actually designed this formula, and this is one that's actually been recommended by one of my friends and colleagues, Dr. Hyla Kass, MD, LA.
Oh, yeah, very well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's written books on herbs and things.
Yep. She's been
but what I did that was different is I formulated with Relora, which is a blend of two different herbal extracts. And the mass market products I was seeing on TV used one of them, but the studies they were claiming used Relora. Now, we call that borrowed science. They're making claims based on something they're not offering. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of outraged by that, so I designed this formula. And what it is I've combined the clinical strength of Relora with some vitamin C and pantothenic acid and green tea extracts with EGCG, some ashwagandha, holy basil, reishi mushroom, rhodiola,
so adaptogens,
and banaba extract.
Adaptogens.
So adaptogens and things that help control blood sugar at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm mimicking those formulas, but with actual clinical level of Relora and some better supporting nutrients.
What is Relora? Is it Mahonia extract?
It's Magnolia officinalis, Magnolia. Okay.
Right.
And philodendron bark.
Okay.
But it's the bark extracts, they're proprietary extracts that are patented.
Okay. Got it. But so it's an ingredient that you obtain from a supplier that has formulated that. And then you admix it with some other synergistic nutrients to create that formula. It's called adrenal cortisol support.
Right.
Okay. So, what are some of the other things that we might consider? If we missed the boat on any, you mentioned adaptogens. What do they do, in this circumstance?
Adaptogens.
It's kind of a buzzword, but I think it's unclear what role they might play in helping, smooth patients, you know, daily anxiety levels.
Well, adaptogens, as one of my colleagues, Dr. Mowry, has published, is a category of products that helps the body adapt to stresses. So they modulate the body's response. They don't force escalation or decrease. They help the body decide what's appropriate and either raise or lower the response appropriately. So hence the term adaptogen. It helps your body adapt to the stress, and your body adapts to it by changing the levels of certain stress compounds or things like that in the body.
But inherent in that concept is that an adaptogen doesn't necessarily raise or lower anything. If something is too low, it supports it. If something is too high, it moderates it. So it's kind of a dual mode of action, and it's not like an example of something that's not an adaptogen would be like Valium or Ativan or Xanax.
Right.
Those are just plain downers. And, you know, the more you take, the lower you will be. You know, and conversely, If you want some stimulation, you want some energy, you can take caffeine pills. You can take, you know, crystal meth. You know, it's going to push you only in one direction. But the adaptogen, the beauty of the adaptogen, these natural compounds, is that they sort of keep you in that narrow zone of optimal. Correct?
Right. And some of the famous ones are ginseng, ashwagandha,
which
has had a lot of press lately. Yeah,
I take that on a regular basis.
Yeah, there's the Siberian ginseng, which is called Eleuthero now. They had to change the name because it's not a true ginseng. You know, there's Ayurvedic ginsengs and Brazilian ginsengs like Suma that have adaptogenic qualities. So there's probably 100 known herbs with those kind of qualities, and
Rhodiola,
they just help the body adapt to stress. Rhodiola is a great one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great example.
Yeah, I'm hedging my bets. I take ashwagandha, I take rhodiola. You know, I'm not taking Eleuthero or ginseng, I think those are some fundamental things that people can take because, you know, let's say, you know, you're feeling okay during this coronavirus lockdown, but you're still at some subliminal level. Your body is experiencing the stress, even if you have a good mental outlook. So fortifying yourself with rhodiola or ashwagandha is not a bad idea under the circumstances. It's not necessarily going to make you, you know, totally chill. You know, it's not like taking, none of these things are like taking a Xanax, which is going to knock you out and you'll become oblivious.
No, but achieving some balance in the biochemistry of the body helps reduce physical stress as well as emotional stress.
This is a little off topic because I know that your company doesn't offer, to my knowledge, you don't make CBD products, cannabidiol products, right?
We do not.
Okay. And that's a choice because of, you know, just the legalities of it. Some companies are geared to do that and your company is sticking to, you know, more mainstream nutraceuticals. But do you think CBD has a role in this as well for, you know, maybe patients who have trouble sleeping or, you know, they're experiencing some mild anxiety?
I would say so because there are receptors in the body and they tend to help people with stress and they tend to help people with seizures and things like that. You know, there is an FDA-approved seizure drug for children based on CBD. Mm-hmm. So it obviously has a role on neurotransmitters and the way the body reacts in terms of stresses and being able to inhibit these excitatory type processes in the brain. So I think there's a role. One thing that's lacking is having specific types of extracts and knowing the components and the safety of them is another consideration that we have, that we think there's not enough data to point us to what is a safe form and a safe level. And I think the market has kind of outgrown the science in that regard, but you know, I've taken CBD myself and people in my family have. So, you know, there are some brands we trust more than others, but you know, we know we're experimenting to some extent, but it is a natural material and we feel relatively safe doing that occasionally.
Mm-hmm. So I think that just about completes the armamentarium of things that we can use as a bulwark against stress. What are some of the specific products that Protocol for Light Balance makes that patients might incorporate some of these principles?
Well, I mean, a good multiple vitamin has some B vitamins and some calcium, magnesium, and things that might be helpful. Beyond that, there's the Protozorb magnesium. There's the GABA products. There's the 5-HTP or tryptophan products. SAM-E. There's the Mucona product, which is a bean extract that is a precursor of dopamine and L-DOPA in the body. So again, it's one of those feel-good neurotransmitters that you get from a bean extract and melatonin, of course.
And then there's the cortisol products.
The adrenal cortisol support and the ashwagandha. You know, there's quite a list. I could go on, you know, inositol, but that's a lot of things. Not everyone's going to try them all, obviously.
So Just, you know, keep in mind that now food's available at your local retailers over the counter. But for Protocol for Life Balance, which I think is, you know, very, very high quality, they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. We make these products available to our listeners. So, you know, arm yourself. You know, we're all in lockdown. We're all coping with, adversity. And, you know, I think there's not a lot we can control about the situation other than our personal habits, our reaction to stress, our diets, sleep quality, exercise, but also the supplements we take. And I think that's why a lot of people are, turning to supplements, in this time of, additional stress. So, what are you personally doing? You're going to work. You're helping to deal with the crisis in your office.
Yeah, I'm working from home most of the time, but I've been in the office the last couple of days for month-end reports and helping some employees with some issues and things like that. But I'm also, you know, make sure I get up from my desk every hour or two and walk around and clear my mind and get some exercise and eat properly. I've doubled my vitamin D. I've doubled my vitamin C. You know, taking certain things. Occasionally I'll take some echinacea or things like that. Elderberry and things like that to try to increase my antioxidants and you know, just try to have a good mental attitude, you know, try to find a sense of humor about things. Americans are great at making fun of things, you know, from gallows humor to gentler things. And I remember back in the 90s when I was working in retail, we would get these faxes with all these jokes about topical things that are now these internet memes. And you know, Americans are great at instantly making fun of everything and poking fun and laughing and trying to lighten the mood. Nothing wrong with a little laughter to break up the gloom.
Indeed. You know, and also study shows that laughter enhances your immune response repertoire. So, you know, on that note, let's keep it light. Neil, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you know, I wish you and your family all the best as you weather this crisis, and all the best to the folks there at Protocol for Life Balance. You are on the front lines. You guys are essential workers during this response to COVID-19. So thanks for sharing with us. All the best.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.